Observers say Tajikistan is holding an election in name only. The only real opposition candidate, human rights activist Oynihol Bobonazarova, has been barred from the race on the grounds that she has failed to collect the required signatures of 5% of the nation's eligible voters. She says the situation in the country is dismal.
First of all, the economy is in a dire state. Secondly, human rights, especially freedom of speech, religion, and others, are totally impossible to exercise now.
More than 90% of Tajikistan's population are Muslims. Bobonazarova says the restriction of freedoms in Tajikistan could lead to Islamist radicalism.
It is very bad, you know. We, the people, we say the changes in the state system must be made through elections. We respect the law. But the society already demands other, more radical people. So if we are replaced by radicals, the state is to blame.
Moscow-backed incumbent Emomali Rakhmon has ruled the former Soviet Republic since 1992. His government has kept a tight control on mosques and religious education in Tajikistan with the intent of preventing radicalism. Russia has backed his faction against the loose coalition of Islamist, nationalist, and democratic groups. Western Monitor said the last election 7 years ago lacked any genuine competition, but many Tajiks don't seem to mind.
I think our president is the best candidate because he has vast experience and he has really done a lot for the country. I will vote for him.
Tajikistan's cotton and aluminum-based economy suffered a near collapse during a post-Soviet civil war. Even though the economy has been growing in recent years, Tajikistan is the poorest country in Central Asia. Many Tajiks work abroad, and their remittances account for almost half of the country's GDP. According to the World Bank, Tajikistan is the world's most remittance-dependent economy. Most Tajik migrants work in Russia, making the country's economy dependent on its bigger neighbor. Moscow has used deportations of Tajik migrant workers and threats to tighten entry rules as clout over the Tajik government. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.